and the ad council.
A few moments later.
You should be listening to 96.5 The Fan, but this is 1660 KWOD AM Kansas City, an Odyssey Sports Station.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Monday Night Football tonight in Seattle. Yeah. Monday Night Football in Seattle. U.S. against Belgium. Winner goes to the quarterfinals of the World Cup. And Westwood One Sports has got you covered. Chris Mack, it's the Power Hour, final hour of the show here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos here on Westwood One Sports. Coming up in 20 minutes, I want to talk about, well, just how many people will be paying attention to this game tonight. How many millions will be watching tonight? Because I have the numbers on what the round of 32 match did against Bosnia. And I'm curious what everybody thinks about how much farther this number may shoot up, especially with all the attention on this thing due to Balogun being eligible to play, although Belgium's still fighting that. We'll get into that in about 20 minutes here on Westwood One Sports. Also, I think Travis Kelce may have made a giant miscalculation this summer. He and Taylor Swift, you may have heard, got married this past weekend. And I think it's related to that. No, seriously. And I know what I speak of from experience. That in a couple of minutes. But somebody has blown up the final bridge they had left. Brandon Ayuk, over the weekend, while you were watching people blow things up for your entertainment on the 4th of July, Brandon Ayuk was blowing up his final bridge left towards maybe stepping on an NFL field again someday. Because the final bridge he had back towards maybe getting on an NFL field again someday was the fact that Jaden Daniels was his college quarterback, and maybe at some point he'd be able to convince the Commanders that Ayuk, if released by the Niners, would be worth bringing in. Not anymore. Can't imagine Jaden's going to go out of his way to do that now, as over the weekend, Brandon Ayuk went on an Instagram rant, essentially calling Jaden Daniels a mama's boy. And look, I don't have to sit here and repeat myself yet again, as we've done many times over the last couple of weeks, and ask, what is he thinking? He's not thinking anything. Actually, you know what? This is what we'll do. I'll just let you hear for yourself what Ayuk had to say on Instagram. You tell me if this sounds like a guy who has it together right now. And then I want to let you hear in a couple minutes as well what Tom Pelissero said about all this, because the whole thing comes together to just make one giant mess. And if there were any paths back towards an NFL field for Brandon Ayuk, he has blown every last single one of them up. The analogy I used earlier, when you're on the highway and you see somebody fly by in the HOV lane at like 100 miles an hour, and you say to yourself, yeah, it's not going to end well for them. And then a mile or two down the road, you see them pulled over. You say, well, you did it to yourself. Brandon Ayuk is in the HOV lane towards complete and total irrelevance, as if not catching a touchdown pass for the last 30 months hadn't done that already. He's stepped on the gas. Here's what Brandon Ayuk had to say on the 4th of July on social media about his one final bridge left back to the NFL. His former...
Probably going to text me and talk about something.
You on my team now. You follow my rules. Boy, I'm a grown-ass man, boy. You're going to have to stop running behind your mama, and I might believe what you're talking about. But until then...
So we understand, like, I think we all can recognize the fact that this is huge for the United States because we're venturing into uncharted territory. This is usually when the U.S.
I think this, the starter in this quarterback room has pushed well beyond the idea that he's just a product of the system. And I think his backup has shown that he may be the best backup in the league. So San Francisco is number five for me, the 49ers. Brock Purdy, I think, has proven that he's more than just Mr. Irrelevant who...
Vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted...
Check out my tat. It says, invest well, live a little. Start today at Empower.com.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.